Hello, this is Janet Meshuggah Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. Well, let me ask you this. Does your life lack luster? Does it lack oomph? Are you running on empty? Well, this is not Lucy's sales pitch for Vitamita Vegemin or Geritol. I want to talk to you seriously about getting some zeal back into your life. Feeling like you have a purpose when you wake up in the morning, that you have a reason to be awake, you have a reason to get up out of the bed, you have a reason to face the day. And let's look at some scriptures about that. Let's begin by looking in Psalm 69, verse 8. Now, the psalmist was speaking here not only of himself, but it was prophetically speaking of Christ. I have become a stranger to my brothers and an alien to my mother's children, because zeal for your house has eaten me up, and the reproaches of those who reproach you have fallen on me. Now, here he's talking about the fact that the zeal is not for himself, but for the work of the Lord, the house of the Lord, what that represents, God's work in this earth. And it's alienated him from his own family. This is referenced in John 2:13. Let me read you some background here. Now the Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And he found in the temple those who sold oxen and sheep and doves and the money changers doing business. When he had made a whip of cords, he drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and the oxen and poured out the changers' money and overturned the tables. And he said to those who sold doves, "Take these things away. Do not make my Father's house a house of merchandise." Then his disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house has eaten me up." So they were remembering the prophetic word found in the Psalm passage that I just read, that zeal for the house of the Lord has totally consumed him. And then in the New Living Translation, verse 17 reads, "Then his disciples remembered this prophecy from the scripture, 'Passion for God's house burns within me.'" Well, what does this have to do with your personal passion and zeal and lackluster in your life? It is finding that cause beyond yourself that brings true passion. When you're just trying to find it in yourself, in your living, in your sensual desires and pursuits and pleasures, it will always ring hollow. Have you ever known someone, or maybe yourself, you think of some goal, and you think, when I attain that, I'm going to be happy, I'll be excited. You attain that, and you're not happy, you're not excited. It has to come from within. And the true kind of zeal that lasts is that we have for the work of the Lord. If you look at Romans 15:3, "For Christ did not please himself, gave no thought to his own interest, but as it is written, the reproaches and abuses of those who reproached and abused you fell on me." In the New Living Translation, that reads, "For even Christ didn't please himself, as the scriptures say, those who insult you are also insulting me." Our zeal, our desire to stand up for something, is based upon our love for the work of the Lord, not our own self-interest. Because as I said, you can have zeal for that for a moment in time, but somehow it always ends up not being exactly what you thought it was going to be, a disappointment. Ecclesiastes 9:10 says, "Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might, for there is no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you are going." In the New Living Translation, "Whatever you do, do well, for when you go to the grave, there will be no work or planning or knowledge or wisdom." In other words, the time to work is now. The time to accomplish things is now. The time to accomplish things for the work of the Lord is now. Look at 1 Corinthians 15:58. "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And in the Amplified that reads, therefore, my beloved brethren, be firm, steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, always being superior, excelling, doing more than enough in the service of the Lord, knowing and being continually aware that your labor in the Lord is not futile, it is never wasted or to no purpose. And the New Living Translation. So, my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and steady, always enthusiastic about the Lord's work. For you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. Now look at the admonition in 2 Timothy 1:6. And this is what I would say to you today. Therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And the Amplified. That is why I would remind you to stir up, rekindle the embers of, fan the flame of, and keep burning the gracious gift of God, the inner fire that is in you by means of the laying on of my hands with those of the elders at your ordination. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, of cowardice, of craven and cringing and fawning fear, but he has given us a spirit of power and of love and of calm and well-balanced mind and discipline and self-control. And in the New Living Translation, this is why I remind you to fan into flames the spiritual gift God gave you when I laid hands on you. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. So, I would say this to you today. If you lack luster in your life, if you feel like you don't really care about anything, if you wake up and it's just another day, if you've been trying to run on fumes of an empty tank, why don't you consider pouring yourself into the work of the Lord by way of the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit empower you. Let your heart be filled with desire for the work of the Lord. If it's for you, it'll always disappoint. But if it's for the work of the Lord, not only does it bring zeal in this life, but reward everlasting. Let's pray about this. Father, I thank you that you have given us all gifts and callings. And Lord, we desire to do those with excellence. Father, if our lives are lacking zeal, lacking luster, we ask, Lord, that you would empower us by way of your Holy Spirit with a new strength and a new might, a new desire, Lord, for your work. Lord, let us be enthusiastic about your work. Let us be stirred up, Lord, about your work. Thank you that when we do that, you sustain us by the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, I thank you that you have rebuked the devourer for our sake, so that only your word is manifest in and through us. And that, Lord, body, soul, and spirit, we have been set apart for your work and your purposes. I thank you, Lord, that in all that we do, we will bring glory to your name. Thank you, Lord, that everyone that is praying this prayer with me wakes up each day with great expectation and hope concerning the work they will do for your kingdom in that day, no matter how small we may measure it in our own heart, or no matter how great, we will have zeal for your work and your kingdom. It's in Jesus' name and authority and under his blood that we pray, and everybody said, amen. Well, if you've been lackluster, it's not vitamin D vegemin you need in your tank. It's the Holy Ghost and power. I'm praying for you.